Genesis. I can't dance, can't sing, can't do anything. Oh dear. And before that, Mungo Jerry in the Summertime brings us to 7 o'clock and news time. In your top stories, Ramaphosa says Durban is a tourism mecca of the country. Action SA accuses Minister McKenzie of hiding travelling costs. And South Africa records an increase in new vehicle sales. President Cyril Ramaphosa says Durban is a tourism mecca of the country and aims to keep it that way. The president spoke at the unveiling of landmark statues honoring struggle stalwarts Nelson Mandela and Oliver Tambo. Ramaphosa also announced that Durban will host the 46th Ordinary Summit of Heads of State of Government of the Southern African Development Community. Action SA has accused Sport, Arts and Culture Minister Gayton McKenzie of evading accountability by failing to disclose the costs of more than 20 international trips and all domestic travel as required by a parliamentary reply. According to the party, McKenzie undertook 12 international trips while his deputy completed 8 without providing a financial breakdown. Action SA says the omission raises concerns about transparency, adding that it will continue to push for accountability over cabinet travel spending and perks. The Deputy Minister of Employment and Labour, Jomo Sibiya, has vowed firm action following the fatal warehouse collapse in Omonde in Joburg South the other day. He says non-compliance with occupational health and safety laws will not be tolerated. Sibiya confirmed that the department will institute an investigation to determine the cause of the collapse and possible violations. He stressed that worker safety is non-negotiable and that penalties, including possible prosecution, will follow if wrongdoing is confirmed. Police are investigating a case of culpable homicide after an accident that claimed the lives of 6 people on the D19 Matlala Road in Limpopo yesterday. The Limpopo Department of Transport and Community Safety says 2 minibuses were involved in the accident. The road was reopened following hours of closure. The Transport MEC says the deceased are 4 men and 2 women. South Africa recorded more than 53,000 new vehicle sales last month. According to the National Association of Automobile Manufacturers of South Africa, the sales include buses and passenger cars. The sales were the best monthly performance of new vehicles since February 2013. NAMSA says January is also a good month for vehicle sales, as over 50,000 were sold. Moving to international news. The United Nations says there is no proof that Iran has a program to build nuclear weapons. Iran has been under attack from America and Israel since Saturday. The two nations accused Iran of building dangerous nuclear weapons that put the global community at risk. Meanwhile, NBC News reports that the International Atomic Energy Agency says it has not identified any elements of a systematic and structured program to manufacture nuclear weapons in Iran. And moving to sports news, Dave Rennie has been appointed head coach of the New Zealand national rugby team, replacing Scott Robertson and tasked with guiding them towards the 4th World Cup crown in Australia next year. The 62-year-old will remain with the Steelers before turning his focus to the July tests. The former Australia team boss, who previously led the Chiefs to back-to-back Super Rugby titles, says it was an immense honour and vowed to build a team and culture that would make the nation proud. Financials: gold was selling at $5,157.77 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $82.16, $1 R16.56. The British pound R22.07 and the euro R19.22. A bitcoin is currently $67,588.89. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on, having looked to see what's happening weather-wise around the province, this information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are no impact-based warnings, there are no fire dangers and no advisories. Looking at the western half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today, fine and warm to hot, becoming partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms in the north. It will become cloudy with fog patches along the coast. Coastal wind, light and variable, becoming moderate to fresh northeasterly from late morning. Looking at